106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 7:28 with 39 degrees on our way to 49 before it is all said and done. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by 60th District State Representative Mark Schreiber to give us a little legislative update here on a Friday morning. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Great. Glad to be with you guys.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us. So, what, off day in the House today?
It's an off day, yes. We're what's called pro forma, so we can actually read bills in at the on the House floor, but there's no action being taken and no committees meeting.
All right, so, boy, plenty to get to, and we've got a short amount of time here this morning, unfortunately, Mark, because we can delve into a lot of topics that are still on the agenda, still in place. We'd like to get you back on here in just a couple of weeks to get a more detailed look at what's going on. But let's first talk about budget-wise. With the House, where are you at with that?
Well, our budget committee is still putting together the big budget. The individual committees that look at specific areas of the budget have completed their work, and now the large appropriations committee meets and puts together the final package. We've not seen that yet. It's still kind of one of those that stays pretty fluid until closer to the end. We might see it here in the next couple of weeks before we leave on first adjournment, that's kind of where it stands now. So I don't have any specific figures or particular items there yet.
Mark, you know, one thing that I was curious about with that budget is how much has the topic of the sales tax on food really played a role in that? And kind of has that been a tricky thing to navigate while putting this package together?
Well, sure, because, you know, in the legislature, what we have to look at is not only just the budget, but also the tax revenues and try to balance those two. So, you know, any proposals brought up on the tax side are going to influence what could be possibly paid for on the budget side. And so everybody has to kind of be working together and building the airplane as we fly it a little bit in that try to make it all fit without overspending or overtaxing.
Well, you know, the Senate initially passed, a tax bill that eliminated state and local sales tax on groceries. Now, kind of a ticklish situation there. There's a lot of local governments, Mark, that certainly aren't in favor of that, saying, hey, you know, it would leave us with some stark choices: cut police, fire roads, employee benefits. What are your thoughts on that as far as eliminating local sales tax on groceries?
Yeah, I'm not for that at all. That's a local source of revenue that was put on by local elections, and for us to make that decision isn't right. So yesterday, this happened. Oh, I'm not sure exactly when they finally concluded the meeting, but our tax committee, basically, they had received the tax bill from the Senate and then started working it, and they took that piece out along with several other things and basically created their own tax bill for the House. What this will do, and it's just passed committee, so what that will do then is set up a conference committee to work out differences between the House and the Senate. But the House was not in favor of removing the local sales tax on food.
Nor are you, correct?
Correct.
Again, Mark Schreiber, 16th District State Representative, with us on our primetime newsmaker on a Friday morning. Mark, I know that the House committee voted not too long ago to tie Democrat Laura Kelly's request for a new special education fund to a voucher-like school choice bill. So you got something there that she wants, and then there's something there that that she certainly does not want. I guess first, your thoughts on special education funding and then tying that to a voucher-like school choice. Are you in favor, first, of the voucher-like school choice?
I'm not. That was Senate Bill 83. I think it was a House substitute for Senate Bill 83 that came up for a vote, and I voted against it. It did go ahead and pass out of the full House, but not with a very strong vote. So there'll be some changes down the road. But no, I'm not. I don't think that's the right. If we're trying to look at student performance, increasing student performance in our schools, I think there's other ways to do that besides just giving money to people and they can move their children around to different schools. I'm really a champion for early childhood development, early childhood education, because I think if we can get children prepared for school early, they'll become better students throughout their school time. And I think that's a better focus for us than giving vouchers and having them move around to different schools.
And Mark, what about special education funding? Is that something that you support?
Oh, definitely. I've been supportive of that, full funding of special education. And you're right. And it's not an unusual move to tie something positive that I would see as positive with something I would see as negative, trying to get a bill to pass. But it was too big of a leap for me, you know, just to see that special ed funding in Senate Bill 83, because it really wasn't full funding. It was just it expanded it for 1 year, and then it would go to a special committee to look at further funding. But there's still more work to do with the education piece of things.
You know, Mark, one thing that we talked to you and our other local lawmakers about at the start of the session was the topic of CanCare and Medicaid expansion. It seemed as though everybody kind of felt that was definitely a no-go, probably wasn't going to happen. We've seen some more outcry on that in recent weeks, including the rally at the State House about 2 weeks ago. Has that changed anyone's opinion, or is CanCare still a topic you think is pretty much, for lack of a better term, kind of floating in the water?
I don't see any action on that this session, and probably not next session. You know, the issue is that to bring these topics up, you have to bring it up through a committee to get a hearing and then bring it up, you know, hopefully it gets out of committee and goes to the floor. And then leadership has the ability to stop things from coming up for a vote on the floor. And that's kind of the situation we're at. I mean, we don't even have a hearing or any chance for a hearing right now, even in a committee. So, but with that said, it is still a topic of interest statewide and locally. And I know there's efforts that continue to go on, not just the rally, but there's other folks that are working on this to try to build this bridge to get this to be brought up. It's going to be a long-term effort, but I think it's worth doing. Kansas is, one of 10 states now that has not expanded Medicaid. I think it would help in a lot of different areas. I just mentioned education. I think it would help with further access for children to health insurance, and which they have access to it, but sometimes parents don't know that their kids qualify for it until the parent actually files for Medicaid. So it's not dead in my eyes. I mean, I'll keep supporting it, but we've got to find a way to bridge over the objections of our leadership team right now.
Mark, I know you said you haven't had a chance to take a peek at the budget, but I'd like to ask you to look into the Representative Mark Schreiber crystal ball and see if you think that's, do you think this can be taken care of in pretty short order, or do you see this pushing on for weeks?
Well, you know, on the House side, we have been, I've really been pleased with the deliberate nature that we've taken up bills and so forth, and taken action on certain bills and got them over to the Senate. But I think the same thing's going to happen with the budget. I think the process is being well managed, well debated, and then when it comes to the floor, you know, we'll be briefed on it, and there'll be questions and so forth. But I think we can get on, I'm speaking from the House side now, a budget put together that we can get to conference with the Senate and, you know, come to some resolution on a conference committee report fairly quickly. We're scheduled for only about 4 or 5 days in veto session, which is kind of our cleanup time the last week of April. And I still feel pretty good that we might be able to do that. We might even be out before the 1st of May, but don't my crystal ball isn't that clear anymore. But
little overcast here this morning, huh?
Yeah, it's rainy. A little rainy.
All right. Well, Mark, as always, we appreciate your time. We'd like to get you back here in a couple of weeks, maybe prior to the veto session, and when we have a little more time to go over a few more things, because it would really just hit the tip of the iceberg here on all the stuff going on. We appreciate your work and for allowing us some of your time here.
You bet. Glad to share the time, and you're right. There'll be some more items, major items like the taxes and budget come up over the next couple of weeks. I'll be glad to come back whenever it's convenient for you.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Mark.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. That's Mark Schreiber, 60th District State Representative, joining us on our primetime newsmaker on a Friday. Kagan?
Yeah, and of course, our primetime newsmakers, if you would like to get your